The best radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here.
Right now.
Welcome to chilloverradio.net.
Warning! The following program is about beer. It contains mature subject matter. It has been known to feature bombastic buffoonery, humiliating humor, iniquitous information, repugnant repartee, sinful shenanigans, and vulgar verbiage. It's a show about beer. It's not an electronic babysitter for your children while you go off and play house with your neighbor, or your neighbor's wife, or your neighbor's goat. In other words, this ain't the Disney Channel. It's a show about beer. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Today's show has been sponsored and supported by OBSBeers.com. ChillLoverRadio.net. Colorado Hot.
Tim. Wait, my name isn't Tim.
Hi, Tim.
I fucked the segment up already, guys.
No.
Let's just try it over.
No.
Hey, guys, this is your boy, Andrew.
Hi, Andrew.
That didn't sound right. That didn't feel right.
No, it didn't feel right.
Nope. All right, well, that's not why I'm here.
Do you want to do one more name? Wait, hold on. Yeah. Do you want to do one more name?
I can try one more.
Yeah, it is like trying kids' shoes.
Hey there, guys, it's Bartholomew. Fuck, dude.
You know, let's just roll with Bartholomew for the segment.
Bartholomew is fine. Okay.
Fantastical.
Just go with Bartholomew.
Bart?
It's Bart.
You want to do Bart?
Hey, it's Barty.
There you go.
Is it Barty?
It's Barty.
All right.
It's Barty B. Anyway.
That's Bardak YOLO.
So I have some, as usual. Why does my mic not sound very high? It probably wasn't.
Come on, give it to him.
Probably, what am I, the sound guy?
Yeah.
I found a fucked up animal fact for you guys. Guess what? It's about koalas, because Australia has a lot of fucked up shit going on.
I like where this is going.
And apparently they can't digest the poison in eucalyptus plants like adult koalas can, or koala babies can't.
Okay,
right?
So
I left that part out. Koala babies can't digest the poison.
Okay.
In eucalyptus, the right. Same way that the adults can. So the way that they eat eucalyptus is by eating their mom's shit straight out of her asshole.
Oh, like so, right out the fucking canopy.
Yeah, not when it, according to this, it's not when it hits the ground. It's when they just slurp that shit.
You mean while it's coming out the pocket?
Yeah.
That's a real hot pocket burst.
Yeah. That's gross, dude.
Yeah.
I'm loving more and more to be a human, I swear.
I'm going to try that. What do you think? Because, I'm allergic to some things, and maybe
right.
If I just eat it out of my dad's asshole.
Okay, you think it's just right out the source?
Yeah.
Frank.
Yeah.
Let's just go to the beer news, please.
Is sure. it just, yeah, let's
yeah,
go
let's
to the,
just go over to the beer news.
Yeah, that's probably a better.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Frank and the Beer News.
Yeah. All right, folks. Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good, Barty. Anyway, so as of our recording tonight, which is January 18th, the only reason I say that, because we normally don't say when we're recording, is we are in the 27th day, roughly.
I know where this is going.
Of the government shutdown.
At this moment.
At this moment.
Yeah.
So the U.S. government is shut down.
Yeah.
So what does that have to do with beer?
Actually, I don't know. But I think there's something.
There is something.
I heard a little bit about it.
Well, do you want to take a stab at it? I can take a stab at it.
If I heard it somewhere. I don't remember exactly what it is, but there, it's hard to get. Oh yeah, it's hard for them to get brews going or something because they have to. You guys have to cahoots with the government to get your labels approved and all that shit.
Exactly.
Holy.
Right. Was that
good, Sean? Yes.
Nice. I had to think really hard.
No, yeah. You got it. You got it right on.
All right. Go ahead.
In order for breweries to ship beers, it has to have a label. And in order for it to have a label, it has to get approved by the U.S. government. So since the government is shut down, labels aren't getting approved, which means beer is staying in the vats right now. They can't. They have a certain amount that they have produced for distribution.
Yeah.
And if it's not one of their kind of, let's call it standing or their regular beers, if it's something seasonal or something special, they can't get it out the door.
That means so you're saying like if it's a beer that they always sell all the time, then they can just use that same label because it's been approved.
Yeah.
So they can keep pushing a same product year round. But that's fucked
up.
But
it's common for
But you can't have no new shit.
Yeah.
You can't have no new shit. Oh, that sucks.
So I got this little snippet off of the beerstreetjournal.com. There's a brewery in Washington, D.C. called Atlas Beer Works, and they are doing something about it.
Really?
What are they doing?
They filed the lawsuit.
Against the government.
Against the government.
Yeah. That's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Because now you're hindering our livelihood.
Yes.
What?
And you cannot do that.
Yes.
Because if we fail, we shut down, which means we cannot be contributing citizens or a business to society, which means pay your taxes, which means bye-bye brewery.
See, now Atlas's claim is that the labels are a form of free speech.
And you can't stop free speech.
Right, and that the U.S. government is hindering free speech.
Actually, it would be technically free speech because you're putting what you want to say on the label. Yeah, that's like a book. It's like a cover of a book.
Yeah. Yeah, their argument is not that it's getting turned down, like, you know, if it was really nasty or something like that. Right now, it's just they get no certificate of label approval from the government.
Because no one's
working. That means
they
can't ship it across state lines.
Yep, because no one's working, no one's approving. So now you have beer sitting.
Right.
And that could also be a problem, couldn't it?
Sure.
That could be a huge problem. That's fucked up. And that means our show would kind of grind to a halt. No? Okay, let's make sure.
We still find a way to talk about nothing.
We would figure about talking about nothing. So, Frank, what do you think the solution ultimately should be? I'm sorry, let me rephrase that. Are you in favor of the freedom speech lawsuit, or are you against it?
God's honest truth is I'm in favor of it only because I believe you have to have some sort of censorship on the labels if it's going to the mass market.
Right.
Because you don't want to show really nasty, nasty stuff.
Well, I do.
Fair enough. I can see that because, you know, when, you know, you're getting turned up, you don't want to see a penis.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine.
Yeah, you know, Big Dick IPA.
Which we should actually make.
and all of a sudden you got a, you know, picture of a giant scrotum. That's not something
the scrot
that I want to see or that I'm going to buy. So for that, I believe in a little bit of the government oversight.
Okay.
But as far as this situation, get back to work. I'm working. You work.
Yeah, and I need a beer.
Fuckers. Where do you find OBS beers? Google that shit.
All right. Frank, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Sean, how we doing?
Oh.
Well, today's show is going to be extremely special, right? I got one special beer from someone we know.
Right.
We're also, at this moment, we're filming live with Twitch, right, on OBS Beers 2014. So you guys are more than welcome to catch us live when we get together and kind of see the show and all the outtakes that we do. And so every now and again, I will be interrupting everyone with comments of what someone may be saying while we're live streaming. Okay, fair enough? Okay.
Sure.
All right, now, this show is going to be dedicated all about Sean, at least half of it.
What?
So, considering that, Sean, you are not, I mean, you're getting into beers, right? It's been a cool journey with you.
Yes.
I figured we get back to the basics.
Oh, okay.
Get turned. Like the two beers I grabbed probably would be something that you would probably see in the parking lot, like at a hip-hop concert, at a trap house, or at the plug spot.
Okay.
All right? And I'm being legitimately serious, because I think one of them you may have seen in passing, and the other one you're like, okay. And I'm debating to say that he'll probably like those two over at least one of them, and then he'll go gaga for the last beer of the show.
All right,
so here's what we got. Frank, take it away. What are we going to do? And then we'll let Sean figure out which one he's going to do, except for the one that's going last.
Okay, so from Small Town Brewery, we have Not Your Father's Mountain Ale. Yes, Not Your Father's Mountain Ale.
Okay.
We've got Red's Wicked Lemonade.
So far, so fun.
from Innocent Gun, we have Blood Red Sky, Rum Barrel Red Beer. And from Lagunitas, their 2018 one-hitter series, this is called one Dark hitter. Swan.
All right. So we're going to do the Dark Swan last.
Okay.
Now, mind you, this whole show is dedicated to you.
Why are you doing it?
I promise you, we believe that you will like the Dark Swan, because we've heard you in passing say you like this style. So, just keep that in mind.
And it's part of the one-hitter series.
And the one-hitter see?
Come on, man. You can get down with the one-hitter.
Yeah.
Okay.
Come on.
Yeah.
Okay? So, out of these three first ones, do you want to do Not Your Father's, the Wicked Lemonade, or the Innocent Gun first? Which one do you want to get out of the way?
The Innocent Gun. That sounds violent.
Okay, and then what's the second one?
The Not Your Father's Mountain.
All right, and then Wickets, and then, all right, good on you. All right, guys, we'll be right back. Wait, before we go, do you have anything that you'd like to say about your choices? No,
I'm very confused by why this is all happening.
Okay, fair enough.
All right.
Beautiful.
Never heard of OBS beers? Google that shit.
Ladies and gentlemen, what it do?
What it
all
do?
Right, so we're going to do this Innocent Gun first. So, Frank, what exactly is this Innocent Gun all about?
Okay, so this is from Innocent Gun Brewing Company. This is called Blood Red Sky, and it's their Barrel Age series. It is 11.2 fluid ounce bottle, 6.8% ABV. And these guys are from somewhere.
You want me to help out?
They're from somewhere.
What is it called? Innocent Gun? Is that
no, Innis.
Put my glasses back on.
How do you spell it?
Innis.
Innis.
Yeah, don't say where we're from.
And Gun. Oh, I get it.
How about it?
Oh.
This is a product of Scotland.
Yeah, it says right. Scottish craft beer.
Okay, so they're from Scotland. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and show everybody right now. Show on everybody the bottle, so that way they can see what's going on here.
There you go.
So what's really cool about Innocent Gun is they don't really put out a lot to the States.
Mm.
They usually put out just a good four. And that's all you really need from these guys. And then every now and again, they really put out some heavy hitters. You're like, yo. And these guys are known for their sort of They use a lot of wood in their beers, a lot of barreling, or they'll use chips. Some of them will say wood chips, like they'll soak them. They'll take the wood chips and they'll soak bourbon, whiskey, scotch, and they'll throw those into the fermentation and let that sit. If they don't have any barrels at the moment, they'll actually break shit up and soak. So that's another way to impart the barrel flavored stuff. So I'm just going to show everybody the nice, sexy color. It's nice and red, a little brown twinge, almost rustic, right?
Rustic.
The head dissipates pretty fast. And what's interesting is as you work it around, the legs really, really stick on here, which telling me even though it's low ABV, it should be relatively sweet because this is a malted item. Mm. So let's get down to it, gentlemen. Cheers to the smell. All right, Sean, you're first, bud.
It smells like apple juice.
Okay.
And, what is that? I never know whether to call it, it's kind of bready, kind of like malt or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Is that it?
Okay.
But it's also watery. Reminds me of, like, ocean water.
Okay.
Not the Sonic drink, but...
the which, by the way, it's good.
Ocean water, yeah.
All right, Frank.
Well, it smells rummy. You know, kind of brown sugar and molasses. Some spice to it. It's coming off sweet. Some little bit of smoke. Not a whole lot, but a little bit.
Okay.
So there we are.
All right. Well, I agree.
Right.
Yeah, good job, Frank. To the taste, gentlemen. I mean, I don't want to add anything else. We're good. Oh, by the way, just wanted to let you guys know. This is the proper way to drink it. And what I did was this.
Right. So
yeah, this. Trying to this,
top your lip.
Yeah.
You can't drink it through your nose. Won't work. It's thick, man.
Oh, that's what I know them for. Everything Frank said, and I'm going to add in what Sean said. It is very chewy. It's a full body. It's got a loaf of bread texture going on, like I just ate some bread. And then that rum kicks in really nice. There's also some nectar, and then that brown sugar that you were talking about. And then I'm also getting some clove, some nice clove. And everything is so subtle, but it's very loud.
Mm.
If that makes sense. It's loud, like, ooh, speaking volumes, baby.
Right.
Yeah, it's real syrupy, and at the same time, it tastes like charred almost. Like,
yeah.
Like burnt pieces of something.
Oh, baby. Oh, this is what Innocent Gun is known for, this sort of detail.
It seems like fancy as shit because of that. There's so much going on, it seems like.
Innocent Gun is, I would say underrated. I've seen people in craft beer aisles walk right past Innocent Gun, and they will have a fancy four-pack, they will have a fancy a bomber or a 750 in a nice box. They make it real elegant, and I've seen people just pass around. I'm like,
just no idea.
What are you doing? Like, do you not know Innocent Gun is like the dopest? It's something, they're like Sammy Claus. The reason why I'm saying that is people sleep on Innocent Gun and could find that good texture. Like, this is good.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? It's just one of those things that's just like Sammy Claus. People walk past if you don't know Sammy Claus. You're just like, oh, what is that?
Right.
That's all I'm saying. It was just that sort of their packaging you walk past because it's not so loud.
Right.
So, Frank.
It's cool.
I think the taste is not as strong as I was anticipating. I got a lot of wood, kind of toothpicky. And to me, it's a little watery.
Okay. All right.
That's it.
Well, let's get them a grade and get them out of here, fellas.
Shit, I'm gonna go with a solid 4. This is good.
What? Why?
It seemed like there was, like I said, it seemed like it was a lot of shit that I couldn't really understand, but I kind of got the point. And I think that it was like, I don't know, it was good. It wasn't like the style that I really like, but it was really a lot of interesting flavors and shit.
All right, Frank.
I'm gonna go 3.5.
Okay.
Just kind of average. Nothing great, nothing bad. Just kind of middle of the road.
All right. I'm going with a 4.3. And I'm gonna go ahead with the description Frank said in the aromatics. I'm gonna place that square on the flavor profile. And I really do like Innocent Gun. And the rum characteristics, I think if you drunk a four pack, you're gonna feel super nice. And it doesn't really seem like a beer. It's almost like a cocktail almost. And I can see where some people may not enjoy this particular Innocent Gun, but I know there's an Innocent Gun out there for everybody. I like their original stuff. I like their cask. This was recently just picked up, actually, and I am thoroughly impressed with it, just on the grounds of what it says, the style of the beer, and how all those things play together. And they work very well for me, guys. We'll be right back.
You have one. New message.
Ooh, from a lady.
Hi, Tom. I'm calling to let you know this isn't working out for me. I need more out of life than just sitting on your couch drinking horrible, fizzy light beer. I want to meet new people, have some excitement, and most of all, have some flavor in my beer. I finally found the place that can give me all the things I need, Tom. Rev Winery and Brewing Company. It's Freeway Close in the San Gabriel Valley with a full range of outstanding handcrafted beers like the Rolling Hard Stout and AK Manganero, which is an IPA infused with delicious mango and spicy habanero. And if I feel like something different, Rev is SGV's first and only organic winery with fantastic wines like their Sangiovese and Symphony. Quite simply, Rev has everything I ever wanted, Tom. Have a good time on your couch watching TV and drinking your light beer. If you want to find me, I'll be with all my girlfriends and new guy friends at Rev. Goodbye, Tom.
Rev Winery and Brewing Company, a 30-minute drive or less from Los Angeles, Long Beach, or Orange County at 1580 West San Bernardino Road, Covina, California. The San Gabriel Valley's first and only organic winery and brewery, open at noon 6 days a week. Check us on the web at revbrewingco.com. Rev Brewing, reminding you to always brew responsibly.
It's the Open Bottle Society, the ultimate craft beer community, coming at you live with all things beer. The greatest beer stories, you'll find them here. Beer reviews, education, and more. OBSbeers.com is who you're looking for.
We're back. So, Frank.
Yeah.
We're both not going to enjoy this.
No.
But why? I'm more interested in Sean's experience, actually.
Yeah.
Are you looking forward to Sean's experience?
Why are you guys so
sure, why not?
All right, fantastic. Take it away, Mr. The Frank.
All right, from Small Town Brewery out of La Crosse, Wisconsin, this is called Not Your Father's Mountain Ale. It is 5.0% ABV. If you want more information on these guys, look up anything Not Your Father's.
Anything, yeah. Yeah.
Is that like,
Okay, this is going to be fun because it's green.
Does that have anything to do with that spot downtown?
No.
Okay.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Nor do I.
Let me just show them this real quick for you.
On
pour
Fremont
it.
On Las Vegas Boulevard.
So here you go. It's
your father's
right there.
Yeah, it's a billboard.
And it's green.
It's not a place. It's an actual billboard.
But
it's a billboard.
But it's
dude.
On a building.
Yes, it's an advertisement.
Yeah.
What is in the building then?
Stuff.
That? It's like a bar.
Like furniture.
It's like a brewery or something.
Oh my god! It looks like fucking Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie 2, The Ooze. Look at this atrocity.
That's so strange.
Oh my god! It's like super bright. All right, well,
yes.
Oh God, if everybody, okay, we'll see if Sean can figure it out, and then I'll spill the beans on it. All right, you ready?
Nope.
Are you ready now? Cheers to the smell, bro.
Ugh, fuck me.
You know what? I'll push you over and take the dick too. Right. I'm getting fucked as well. I'm done. I already know what's going on. All right, Sean.
It smells like fucking weed.
Okay, it smells like weed. Okay.
Smells like weed and lemonade.
Okay, nothing wrong with that.
Dude, this smells exactly like some weed that I have. It smells like some sand.
We're not. We're not passing it around. Okay, but do you like the smell?
I fucking love the smell. It smells exactly like weed.
All right.
That's so incredible.
Okay. Frank, what you got going on?
How did
there?
They do that? It smells like weed.
Okay.
He's very excited.
Did I tell you? Yeah. I promised you I'd deliver.
That doesn't like, oh, this smells like good indoor weed.
Look at him. He has never been this enthused about any beer except like a handful.
It's not just funky, it's skunky.
Okay.
All right, so I am not enthusiastic as Sean. It is very citrusy, but fake citrus.
Yeah.
Furniture polish.
Yeah.
Very chemical.
It smells like juice.
No, it don't smell like juice. No, it smells like juice.
I'll tell you exactly what it smells like. Mountain Dew.
Oh.
Yeah.
Not even. Mountain Dew smells better than this.
No, don't. This smells like Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew.
Oh, good, because this is what it smells like. It's like it's spoiled. This is like the most unpleasing smell ever, unless you're a weed head like Sean. And I'm not dissing Sean. It's really an unpleasant smell because artificial properties. Mm. There's been a lot of beers we've drunk, and we're like, that smells real. It puts you here. It tastes this. And sometimes it's adjuncts and it's fake shit. But they cover it very well. This, on the other hand,
smells like fake soda or artificial soda.
Mm-hmm.
But it smells like real weed.
That part doesn't
smell artificial.
Drink it, here's what happened. Out of nowhere, 2 years ago, this weird boom of soda beers or malted sodas bloomed everywhere. And not your father's root beer came first. Then a couple other breweries made the root beers. And then they're like, eat a dick. Here's some orange and Mountain Dew and lemonades. And they got Not Your Mom's apple pie and rhubarb and all these really supposedly the marketing is geared to one focus of people. And it's actually geared to a age group, which would be under 25, the college scene, the party scene. This is why I was saying that this would be something that you would see in a parking lot somewhere where everybody's getting turned up because this, my friend, because people who like the sweets, this is the shit you would fucking drink. And this wouldn't be recognized at any craft, anything. But small town brewery makes it, so we record it. And by the way, that this beer was provided by Mr. Lock and Load, so I wanted to throw that in. All right, so let's get down to the taste and get this over with. As Frank would say, rip the Band-Aid off. And everyone please enjoy how Sean looks, because we're recording. It's like really, really, like, oh my God, it's like medicine. It's like a medicinal.
It tastes like every fucking
This is gross.
Soda, whatever.
It does taste like Mountain Dew, but far more citrusy.
It's like 7-Up fucking shit it on Mountain Dew's chest, and then here comes Sprite to clean it up.
Yeah, it's not good.
And people fucking suck this shit down because you see it everywhere.
I mean, it's easy to drink because it's just...
I'm sorry, what?
It's easy to drink.
Oh, my God.
It just tastes like shitty juice and soda. Like,
what are we, living in the trap?
Fucking dance.
It's gross, dude.
But so is Mountain Dew and all that. But Mountain Dew is not hard to drink.
There's no way that you can convince me to finish this cup. There's no way you can convince me to finish it all. Unless there's an actual life-changing experience involved at the end of this. You're not going to catch me doing this. I'm going to give it a grade, and then we can talk about whatever else you want in this part. But I'm going to give it a hands-down 1 because they made it, and they're making money, and people buy it, and that's just the way it is. You get a 1. I'm not going to give them a 0 because they did a cash grab on this explosion of an idea, and it just went rampant. We can't blame the breweries for making it. We can blame the consumer. So when people in the craft beer community and all those people are like, oh, it's gross, but they're fucking making money. Somebody's buying the shit, and they keep putting it out there. So I give them a 1. Because their marketing is fucking genius, and people are making it. And if you're like, there's nothing wrong with it, then it's for, like I said, that age group.
Yeah.
As far as me and Frank, and I don't mean to speak for Frank, there's just no way on earth, unless it's this job, or any job where you have to talk about these things, there's no way you would convince any of us to ever purchase that. We would probably purchase it for someone, but I would never purchase it for self. So I give it a 1 on that. There's really nothing else you can add to this. This is fake. It's supposed to be an alcoholic Mountain Dew, and that's it's just tastes, not.
That's what it tastes exactly like. It tastes Frank. Like Mountain Dew. Like too much syrup.
I'm going to give it a zero.
Okay.
I'm not giving anybody credit for making this. It's fucking awful.
Okay.
There's no way around it. There's no way to be nice about this.
No, by all means, do you, boo-boo.
There is absolutely no redeeming quality to this.
Not even the label?
It smells like crap. It tastes like crap. Stop making it.
You've heard it here first on OBS Beer.
Stop making it.
Open bottle talk on chilloverradio.net.
Stop making it.
I'm a little confused by all this hostility. It's
your turn.
I give it like a 2.8. It's fine. It's
okay.
You're out of your fucking mind.
It tastes like Mountain Dew.
I told
like,
you. I promised you a good show, guys.
It's not good, but I mean, it's like
you're just not gonna turn it down if someone hands it to
like
you.
It's like a fucking. It's like a Hot Pocket. Like no one goes, this is great Italian Miss, cuisine. Like no shit, it's a fucking Hot Pocket. Hot
Miss Selly, 2004.
Okay, see, look, you think a Hot Pocket's good, but this is bad.
Right now, Miss Selly, 2004 on Twitch, just said, tell us how you really feel, Frank.
I believe
three
I did.
Blap face emotes.
I believe I did.
All right.
I've tasted way worse things.
I'm sure though. You have.
It's just, I think that the worst thing about it is it's overly sweet.
Okay. Well, you, my friend, are the reason why you're the best part of the show. We'll be right back, guys.
Stop making it.
Don't ask me where to find OBS beers. Google that shit.
All right. Well,
Frank, the nightmare continues.
The nightmare continues on this roller coaster. And may I add one piece of fun advice?
Sure.
We'll probably like this over the other one.
Yeah, we'll see.
Okay. Well, here is an offshoot of Red's. What do you got?
So this is from Red's Brewing Company out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. This is Red's Wicked Lemonade.
Fun fact. Their Wicked line are 8% and higher.
Yep, this one is 8%. If you want more information on this product or Reds in general, it's redswicked.com.
I enjoy their line of regular Reds.
When we're paper bag.
When we record them, but I'm not a fan of their Wickeds. And I'll show everybody the thing. It is now, for those that do not know, Red's Wicked.
Thank you.
And Red's is an ale. It is not a cider. All right. Looks like pee.
Mm-hmm. Whoa, wrong way. There we go.
Oh, there you go. Hey, Red's Wicked, give
Red's
it to
Wicked,
him.
Red's Wicked. Red's Wicked.
Cheers to the smell, Brodies.
Mm. Oh, fuck.
Well, that smells bad.
I'm sorry, speak up over there.
That smells bad.
I'll start this off.
Oh,
it smells like spoiled apples.
It smells like ham. It smells like the meat department of a fucking grocery ham. Store. It smells like
processed meat packets.
Cold cuts.
Holy shit.
Okay, so let's be positive. Let's find some positive in this.
All right, I positively hate it.
Okay.
It smells like medical equipment.
It just really smells like you don't need to smell it. It just says get me in your mouth.
It smells like
someone left ham in a bouncy house.
No.
It really smells like really spoiled beer and juice.
It smells like an apple that was left in a paper bag at the bottom of a high school locker for like months.
Oh, that's a turnt apple.
So now it's beyond squishy.
Oh, it's all putrid. It's putrid?
Yeah, it smells rotten.
Okay.
Do you ever walk in the garden entrance of a Walmart?
Yes.
It smells like that.
Wow, it smells like Walmart. Oh, my God. All right. Okay, so if we had to be serious here, which we already are.
I'm serious.
Yeah, I was completely serious this whole time. And I am unbiased.
Okay. For anyone that really enjoys this, the smell is off-putting, but it does smell like really bad apples. And really, really horrible lemonade. To be honest,
it's pretty floral, though. It's pretty.
The floral is what. Look, it's just really okay. Whatever. Let's just get this over with. There's no way to get around this, dude. We're gonna have to taste it, Frank. All right, here we go.
Oh, for fuck's sake!
Rip the band-aid off.
Oh, Christ on the cross.
That's weird.
Okay, I'll go first. Okay. The tannins are red apple peels when your tongue runs. It is so artificially like lemon head. You know the lemon heads? It tastes like that. The booze is out of control and it's not blended very well. And it feels as if there's pulp in this, but it's really not. It's almost like erasers.
Oh, shit.
It tastes like this apple syrup. What is that?
Yeah, this is lean for beginners.
I'm with you, Sean. It's like concentrated apple syrup.
And it's musty, too.
And grain alcohol.
No wonder they just down this shit.
Yeah, it's nasty.
It's a turn. This is like next level get turnt. You would think that this is what would be in the lean cups of all your famous rappers.
I think
it tastes way worse.
That I would rather have not your father's mountain ale than this.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to take it one step further. I would drink a Corona over this.
Oh, wow.
I would drink a Corona over this. I really would. I can't. There's just no way. If I had to go back in time, if they said, here, you can drink this whole thing, or you get one pass to go back in time and hug baby Hitler. Looks like I'm about to hug a baby. This is bad. This is the bullshit that just floods and gives the bad name to just making shit. I don't know why people like this. Can you find, Frank, any reason why anyone would find this delicious besides getting fucked up?
Date rape.
This is gross. I mean, it's bad. This is really, really bad.
Yeah.
And people love it.
People love it.
And I don't get it. I think the reason why this is made is the reason why Ray Schremer broke up.
God damn it.
I think Ray Schremer broke up over, I think Swaley was like, nah, I don't like Red's Wicket. And what's the other guy's name, Sean?
Slim Jimmy.
Slim Jimmy was like, nah, what are you doing? And they were doing Black Beetle, and they were getting turned to this.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking
and
about.
And fucking Swaley was like, no, I'm not drinking this anymore. And they broke up over Red's Wicket lemonade.
Neither of them would drink this.
So, they do have enough money not to drink this, but I wouldn't be surprised if Slim Jimmy...
I have enough money not to drink this.
Let's give it a grade and get the fuck out of here.
Zero.
I'm going to give it a 1.2.
Okay, why? Why the 1.2 zero?
Oh, I'm not as, biased as you guys. It exists. Okay. It exists, and it's fine, and it's not... I have tasted worse beers than this that you guys probably think are godly that I just... IPAs. Yeah, I like this more than a lot of IPAs.
Okay.
I don't like it at all, but I like it more than some of those. So.
I'm going to do one more sip for the camera just because.
I'm not doing it.
I wanted to see if maybe I can...
Throw up?
Maybe see if... Maybe the first go. Okay. It's a little more apple, a little more lemon.
Mm-hmm.
Still rancid. One more. One more. Hold on.
Did it go bad or something?
That's fresh.
Oh.
No, it's just... So the more you do sip it, all that aggression that we were having of that foulness does wash away, but what you're left with is the fakeness of it, the chemicals, the aspartame. I'm going to always say aspartame or sweet and low because that's the aftertaste, the after sugar. And it's just, the boozy is medicinal, not booze. Yeah. So it's just really bad cough syrup, I guess. This would probably be like something you would suck on in a throat lozenger if you had to.
Yeah.
It's really medicinal. So it's gross. All right, guys. Sorry about that. Yeah. If you guys want to turn away from the show now, you're absolutely more than welcome.
Stop making it.
You know they're not, because Sean's like, I drank this over an IPA any day.
Not every IPA.
Not every IPA?
No, no.
Okay. Whatever. Still gross. Wait, do we want to take it? Right now, Miss Sally said we should take this to the lemon parties.
What? I don't know what a lemon party is.
Google it.
No, I can tell them what the lemon parties are. Okay, so the lemon parties, right? A lemon party is all male.
Right.
Over the age of 65. Old wrinkle dudes.
I can only imagine them.
Having an orgy with each other. and they call that a lemon party. So it's old men above 65 and older banging it out, bro.
Oh, fuck's sake.
We'll be right back.
When you're Googling shit, type in
OBS Beers.
All right, Frank, I'm sorry. Sean.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you can do this. So far, it has been worth it. This You're like, easy. Oh, these are okay. Yeah.
This is an easy day for me.
Yeah, right. And this last one is dedicated, this beer has been dedicated to you as well. So before Frank reads it, so here's what happened. Two ghetto-ass beers for you. I was like, all right, let's see how you feel about them. And my theory was correct. You had no problem with them. And then I picked a very fancy beer with, you know, the one hitter in homage of your weed smoking. And you were okay with it, so I thought that was cool. But this last one is truly dedicated to you only because of its ideology of what it is.
Okay.
All right? Okay. Frank, take it away. What are we doing, bud?
From the Lagunitas Brewing Company out of Petaluma, California and Chicago, Illinois, this is Dark Swan Sour Ale, 8.5% ABV. If you want more information on these guys, Google Lagunitas, and this is part of the 2018 one-hitter series.
Correct. And what's cool about it is it's a sour. And you like sours.
I love me a sour.
That's why, and this is brand new too. I actually saw this week, and I picked up one, and I said this is going to be really cool. I said Sean deserves a show.
It looks like it already has cough syrup in it.
To be honest,
I love it.
I wanted to give you a show for you. Because, I mean, you go through hell for us at the expense of making us laugh, especially with those wonderful IPAs. And me and Frank just love the looks you give.
Oh, I bet.
Makes our insides feel good. When you leave, we like that bitch ass. So, with that said, may I see the bottle? You guys,
we don't even have a beer show. We just fucking with him.
Yeah, all right, guys, real quick, cheers to the smell. I think the label's badass, man.
It smells like laundry detergent, which I like.
Ooh, it does, like fabric softener.
Yeah.
I'm not getting funk. Smells like goose down feathers, like on the pillow, like on a goose down.
I don't know what that smells like.
Yeah. It smells.
No, I'm getting
soft.
Funk,
I'm getting
for funk. Sure.
Yeah. You're getting funk?
Yeah.
Hold on, I'm getting
sour funk.
I'm getting texture.
It's real must, though. It's not like weed. It's more like BO. You know
normally, I would smell the funk. Mm-hmm. Normally, I smell those things. But I'm 100% being honest. I'm getting textures. Just hit me with soft and, like, not firm, but soft. Like, real delicate. It's I don't know how else to explain that. It smells soft.
It smells like kind of like roses.
Yeah.
It's flowery. Now, on the piggyback on what you guys are saying, for me, it's very faint on these the ascorbic acid. I'm just still on a texture note, which is extremely weird because that's all I'm hit with. And the things that you guys are saying, I would agree with because it's not hitting me right off the bat. And that's a first for me to be so taken away by a texture. It's kind of weird. Normally, I would say a color or something on, but this is nothing but a texture to me. It's crazy.
That's so wild. I've never smelled it.
It's weird. It's really weird.
I throw some grapes in there too. And that's
you throw some little grapes in there. Yeah. All right. Well, let's hit it off, guys. Cheers to the taste. Oh, baby. Oh, a lot of grapes. A lot of grapes. Very vino. I've got the tannins. It's salty and tangy. Almost like you didn't put enough sugar in the Kool-Aid. Like you would just fall short on the Kool-Aid a little bit on the sugar.
Yeah, but it makes my mouth water. I love that shit.
Oh, this is nice. Brettanomyces is kicking in. Almost, sexy, huh?
Yeah, salty almost.
I like it. It's vino. Salty. It's pickled a little bit. It's like pickled.
Man, that sour doesn't stick around long, though.
Nah.
I wish it would hang around a little bit more, but it disappears real quick for that.
Well, I noticed Frank is in deep coitus, so what you got?
I'm actually getting a lot of hops.
Really?
Yeah, really piney.
Hmm.
Piney, sticky, resiny, dank hops.
Not me. I'm getting vino.
Yeah. To me, it's like hopped up wine cooler.
Okay. I can see. Okay. I can kind of go there. Not too bad, though. I mean, do you not like this?
No.
You do not like this?
I really don't.
And why? I dig it for its uniqueness of oddballness.
I don't care for the combination.
Okay. Well.
Because generally when you have something that's sour, that's the main thing.
Okay.
That it's sour. To me, it tastes like a sour IPA.
Okay. And I do know you don't like a lot of crossovers. You've had issues with them before on the show.
I'm not a fan.
Yeah, like you were like, I remember a couple of different crossovers. You're like, eat a dick. Mm-hmm. All right. I'm trying to look on the bottle to kind of see if there's any indication what's going on here.
It tastes like, when I taste it, the sour goes away quick. The funk comes back, and then it tastes like grapes, and then it tastes like cranberries. Ultimately, it's like mostly cranberries to me in the taste.
There it is, cranberries. It's like cranberries, rose,
yeah,
and wine. Because when you drink it, I get this tightness right there, and you're like,
yeah,
a lot of peel and all that stuff. This is unique. You know what? Let's do something for the first time. Frank or somebody, you guys want to look it up real quick and see what this is all about? I would like to know what is this about.
What is
it called? It's called Lagunitas Dark Swan Sour Ale. I really want to know what's the concept of this. I really want to know. I know we don't do it, but we're all at different crossroads here. And Frank is just fucking, he's like, no.
It's not been a good show for me, ladies and gentlemen. It's not been a good show.
Wow. But Sean's having a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we'll fix it there, Pookie. Don't worry about it. We'll fix it. That's funny.
It's a sour ale fermented with dark red wine grapes.
There it is.
Giving it its unique, dark, deep and rich purple hue, then it received the signature Lagunitas treatment with a healthy dose of experimental dry hops.
There it is.
This might just shock your taste buds.
Or piss Frank off.
There just really isn't anything else like the Dark Swan. It's a dark purple hybrid ale. Takes the house yeast and feeds it some petite Syrah grapes. What's a petite?
Syrah
grapes.
Petite Syrah.
To munch on.
That's where it is. Yep. It's
yeah.
All right. That's all we can give them. All right. So let's give them a grade and get them out of here, guys. So we can get these guys out of here and we can definitely end the show on a high note.
4.2.
Okay. All right.
I like it, but you know what? It would have got a higher grade if it didn't taste so much like cranberries because I don't like cranberries.
Fair enough. Frank, we're going to go to you last because I really want to hear it. I don't want you to give it to me, all right?
Yeah.
But, you know, for me, guys, I'm going to hit you guys with a 4. I really like it because I'm the oddball, and I like oddball stuff. And I'm not, you know, I like wine, and I like, you know, different aspects of crazy things. I mean, would I drink this all the time? No. If they barrel-aged this, I mean, like really barrel-aged it and made it a little bit higher ABV, absolutely, I would break it out. I like it. It's unique, and I didn't think Lagunitas would do something like this as far as like a true hybrid that you could taste and it would piss off Frank. That's probably why I'm giving it a 4 because I just love it. All right, without further ado, Frank, before you start, we're gonna cue some sad music.
I'll give it a 2. Below average. It's been an awful night for me. An awful night. Fuck.
He looks so miserable.
I am.
He's so defeated.
I'm ready to give it up.
Thanks, Lagunitas.
Just the combination of that wine and hops like Cascade or Chinook or whatever they hopped it with, just dank and resiny and...
You just weren't ready for
bitter.
It.
I don't know if anybody's ready for it.
But I like it.
I was ready for it.
Here's my theme for the night. Stop making it.
No.
Stop
making it. This was okay.
It was gross.
This is not gross.
I'm usually not like this.
I know, you're not.
But this is the...
Should the show be sponsored by Tampax? What's going on?
That's pissed me off. third in a row that has absolutely pissed me off.
All right, fair enough.
I was the third kid in a row that absolutely pissed my parents.
I'm sure.
Okay, so you're just not pleased. Okay,
no, I'm not pleased.
So after this beer, okay, so hold on. So after this Lagunitas beer, yeah. Right? This and here's what it says. It said one hitter series, which means they're only going to make it once. It was just an experimental thing.
Fantastic. Good.
Okay. Are you going to stop ever trying Lagunitas? I know this is our job.
No,
but I'm just saying, would you, in life, going to the store, you see Lagunitas, would
you continue? There's other stuff that Lagunitas makes that I enjoy.
Okay.
And maybe you're right. Maybe I was expecting something different. I wasn't expecting it to be hoppy.
Okay.
When I see a sour, I'm expecting it to be sour. Not sour and then IPA. It tastes like an infected IPA to me.
Okay.
And I don't enjoy that.
Oh, okay, well...
I'm taking a stand.
Oh, preach, homo.
Stop making it.
All right. Yeah, we'll be right back with the closing of the show. Bye, guys.
Don't ask me how to get to obsbeers.com. Just Google that shit.
All right, guys. We want to thank Frank. Frank, I appreciate you coming through on the show tonight. I do apologize.
I should have stayed home.
You should have. See, Sean, I told you this might have worked. It's soon going to be our show, dude. Soon.
Right.
Getting ratchet and turned up.
What an asshole.
I just have to ask real quick, Sean.
Yeah.
Since the show is dedicated to you and the only reason is we do try some intense beers and you don't drink. So I try to make it more, a little bit more easy.
Yeah.
For the show one time. I was you know, something cool. And like Frank says, every now and again, we have to rip the Band-Aid off. And those two, the Wickets and the Not Your Father's, would have just sat there. And I was like, well, let me just get it. Let me just put it on the show.
I'm glad that I could
get rid of a beer for you. Out of all these beers, right, you kind of went from classic to experimental and corner store. Which is your favorite?
Well, obviously the Dark Swan.
You really did enjoy that.
Yeah.
All right. Not too bad. Not too bad.
It was the one that, like, I genuinely enjoyed. Like, the Not Your Father's, like, I can drink because it just tastes like shitty soda.
Okay.
It's not hard to drink. It's just not good.
Right. And we're not going to ask Frank at all.
Ask me.
He's been a pouty-ass bear.
You
okay.
know what?
Okay, which was your favorite then?
Which was my favorite? The Great Basin Outlaw Milk Stout that I was drinking on the side.
No. Wait, what? Which, by the way, guys, our side beer is by Great Basin. Yep. Make sure you guys check those guys out. GreatBasin.com up in Reno and Sparks, Nevada.
Oh, that's good.
Great segue. I like that. All right, well, Frank, you know what? You know I don't really ever want to see you upset, but now that I've seen it, me and Sean got to work a little harder to make it like this, too. I think it's fair because we love the look on his face. And now we got something on your face.
You win some, you lose some.
Absolutely. And no one is half the battle. All right, guys. Let me go ahead and feed you guys this wonderful message from obsbeers.com to you. Thank you guys for listening to Open Bottle Talk here on chilloveradio.net. The four beers that were on deck were Small Town Brewery, Red's Wicked, Innocent Gun, and Lagunitas. Make sure you guys check these guys out by Google searching these beers. I want to give a huge shout out to Sean, the technician, and the Frank. Beers, what we have in common.
What's your beer story?
And we'll catch you guys later. Thanks for listening.
That's right. Keep it locked right here where you got it. It's Chill Lover Radio.